Okay, I hope you're all have got the book, so there is no need for me to display. It's not necessary. Do you want me to still display on the screen?
You mean memorial meditation, Brother
Yeah,
Ravi?
book.
No, we all don't have, so it's better you share.
Okay. Okay. Okay, hope you're all able to see. It's okay, brother?
Yes, brother, it's okay.
Good. Okay. So, who can read the beginning? Who will read the first paragraph? So, last time we studied, you see, reprint number 465. So, we stopped at page number 4. So, this time, from this paragraph, probably one reason. Who's going to read?
I'll
Amar
read,
brother,
brother.
Brahminister. Oh, you want to read? Okay, go, please carry on.
Excuse me, Brother Raju. Raju brother,
Tell me.
probably last week you didn't continue with the text of meditation, right? So I have covered until, let's please wait, until page four, last second last paragraph. That Paul was informed by a special revelation from the Lord that this was, sorry, instituted the night he was betrayed. It would be better if you continue from the very next paragraph. How often could the church break that bread in?
Okay, you're covered till there.
Yes, brother. How often could the church break that? Yes.
Okay, so Gopal brother, can you read?
Okay, brother. How often could the church break that bread and drink that cup as a proper memorial of the Lord's death? Surely, only on its anniversary is the same way. When American independence is celebrated, it is on its anniversary, the 4th of July. It would be considered peculiar, at least, if some should neglect July 4th and celebrate it at sundry inappropriate times. And if, speaking of the 4th of July, we should say, as often as ye thus celebrate, ye do so for the nation's birth. Who would understand us to mean several times a year? Likewise, also the Lord's Supper is only properly a celebration on its anniversary.
Thank you, brother. So here a beautiful you see explanation of how and when this proper celebration of this Passover is appropriate, whether it has to be done you see yearly, daily, or every often whenever you want, you see. So here our brother beautifully gives the explanation here. So before that one, last week when we have studied you see that paragraph there, everybody tries to misunderstand a very common verse, a very important verse. So which is that verse? Let us read 1 Corinthians 11:26. Who can read 1 Corinthians 11:26 from the Bible? 1 Corinthians 11:26.
For as often as he eat this bread and drink this cup, he do seal the Lord's death till he come.
Very good, sir. So here, Apostle Paul tells that as often as you eat this bread, you see, what you are actually doing is that you are showing the Lord's death. So many people misunderstand that whenever we are taking this one, it is actually that we are showing the Lord's death. So showing the Lord's death is very important. So as often we are doing it, that much the more better, because we'll be showing, you see, the Lord's death and glorifying Him. So doing it many more times, it really brings more glory to Him. It is, you see, remembering His death. But they forget one important verse before this verse. What is that one? You see, when Apostle Paul actually meant here that as often as you should do, what did he really mean? If you see, the explanation is given just, you see, one or two verses before. Kindly read verses 23, sister. 1 Corinthians 11, 23, sister.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
Very good. So here, Apostle Paul tells, you see, from whom did he receive the instruction? He says, I have received this instruction from the Lord. That one only I am passing on to you. He mentions that one and tells, you see, when our Lord, you see, commemorated this supper. When did our Lord conduct this supper? When did our Lord conduct? What did the verse say? You see, in the night in which he was betrayed. You see, so in the night he was betrayed, that is the night that Jesus, you see, took this bread and wine and gave this communion. And immediately, Apostle Paul tells, as often as you do, it is actually showing the Lord's death. That means, you see, you are doing this one. When? When actually it has to be done? It has to be done in the night when our Lord was betrayed. That means a day before the actual Passover of Israel people started. That means April 14th, Nisan 14th is the memorial. One day before, in the evening, our master was betrayed. You see, so that falls on April 13th evening. So, dear brethren, so the best and the actual and the correct way to celebrate this memorial as often means not every week, not every day, not every month, but exactly the day in which he was betrayed, the night in which he was betrayed. Of course, Jesus was not betrayed every day. Jesus was not betrayed every week or every month, but he was betrayed once in a lifetime. And that day particularly comes only once in a year. It is not repeated every week, every month, or every day. You see, and moreover, you see, here our brother gives us an explanation, you see, saying that, you see, that signifies the commemoration of our Lord's death. It is his anniversary. Okay, now when do we celebrate anniversary? There are a lot of anniversaries in this world, you see. So a lot of, you see, festivals that are celebrated. Like, for example, you see, here brother gives us example of American independence. You see, in America and all, they don't have much festivals. You all know very well. You see, though, But they celebrate this independence, American independence. So when does American independence come? It falls on 4th of July. And when do the people celebrate this American independence? They celebrate exactly on the 4th of July. They don't celebrate it every day, you see. And you see, just because as often as they celebrate, you see, if it means that it is remembering the American independence, then do they celebrate it every day? If they celebrate every day, will the people keep quiet? Do they celebrate weekly, monthly? Does it really give out the meaning, the day of the nation's birth? No. That is not the remembrance of the day when a nation was born. You see, that is not the meaning of the word anniversary. You see, anniversary means that which comes once a year. You see, like for example, you have Nepal independence. Is there any such day in Nepal? Independence Day is there in Nepal?
We
No,
don't
but.
have a particular
Oh,
independence, but
no.
we do celebrate Democracy Day.
Okay,
Democracy Day.
Democracy Day. What good. You're not under, what do you say? We're not under the British rule. So you're all liberal people. That means under the king's rule. So you're all free from beginning. Very good. But in India, we have August 15th. You see, 1947. So that's our Indian Independence Day. Just because we remember our freedom every day, do we host the flag every day? No, we're not supposed to host the flag every day. You see, there is a particular rule, you see, in our constitution when the flag has to be hosted and in a particular manner it has to be folded. You see, there those things are clearly, you see, taught. You even can't, you see, buy a flag which is not made of cotton. Small flags that is made of plastic, that's okay. But after beyond a particular size, it is compulsory that a flag should be made of pure cotton. Then, why I'm telling all these things? You see, there is a particular day to do all these things. You see, in a anniversary way, in a way to remember it. You see, that remembrance, you see, has to be done exactly, you see, once a year, not once a month or once a week. That would definitely not be remembering it as a celebration or as a anniversary. So similarly, you see, there are various ways to remember a lost death, you see, but to remember it in a particular way, you see, where it really pleases him, that is not every day. That is not every, you see, a month. If you want to please our Lord, you see, you know, how would we remember it every day? It is by dying daily. What did Jesus say? You see, he that doesn't carry his cross and follow me daily cannot be my disciple. Daily, those things has to be done. That is, you see, the way we follow and please the Lord, not celebrating this memorial in a different way. So the verse clearly says, 1 Corinthians 11 23, in the night in which our Lord was betrayed. Our Lord was not betrayed, you see, every day of the year or every week of the year, every month of the year. He was betrayed on a particular day. So that day in which our Lord died, that has to be remembered. You see, this is very, very easy and very simple, you see, theory. If anybody dies, you see, when do we remember their death anniversary? How do we remember every day? Remembering just like that every day is a different thing. But commemorating, you see, observing, you see, celebrating, that is done only once a year. Okay, good. Okay, next paragraph. Who will read? Next paragraph, Romy sister or Joel brother, Amar brother?
Something that they find records in scripture which indicate that the early church ate the Lord's Supper every first day. To this we answer that if these were true, we should have no more to say on the subject. But where is the record? We are referred to Act 20:7. Upon the first day of the week, when the disciple came to gather to break bread, Paul preached unto them, etc. But is there any evidence that the bread was broken as a remembrance of the Lord's death? If so, why was it never called the Lord's Supper, and why was the wine omitted? Was the cup not as important an emblem as the bread? Because it is written that Jesus was known to the two disciples at Emmaus, Luke 24:30. In the breaking of bread, who will claim that that was more than an ordinary meal? Who will claim that they were eating the Lord's Supper? No one.
Thank you, brother. So here you see some you see think that there is a scripture you see in the New Testament which says that apostles celebrated this one on you see every first day of the week, every Sunday. So every Sunday this has to be celebrated. Okay, you see if this has to be celebrated every Sunday or every week, we have no objections, but there should be a scripture for it. You see, so whatever we believe or whatever we say, you see, for each and everything, there should be a scriptural proof for it. Thus saith the Lord. You see, once what happened, the people of Israel questioned Jesus' authority. You see, then Jesus said, you see, search the scriptures. Search the scriptures and see. You see, it testifies about me. If you don't, sir, trust the scriptures, then how will you trust my words, sir? So, first of all, we should have a trust on the scriptures, sir. And if there is a scriptures, we are ready always to obey it. Because, you see, being Bible students, we need to abide by the scriptures. But if there is a scripture, generally, they quote a scripture. Now, which is the scripture? Let us read Acts chapter 20, verse 7. Acts chapter 20, verse 7. Who will read?
All right, brother. Acts 20, verse 7. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight.
Very good. So here it says, on the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break the bread. Okay. Now, why particularly gather first day of the week to break the bread? You see, many people claim that this is the Lord's memorial supper. We already studied this one in the basic class, but still, you see, if this was the Lord's communion or the Lord's supper, why did not Apostle Paul clearly mention it? That you see, the brethren gather for the communion, the brethren gather for the Lord's memorial, you see, to remember his death. You see, because as often as you do, weekly ones, you will be remembering the Lord's death. He could have told, he could have clearly mentioned this was the Lord's Supper. Is it mentioned there? No. First point is not at all mentioned there. And the second point, Here it says to break the bread. Now what about the wine? Why the wine is missing? You see, was not wine the part of the Lord's memorial? Yes, of course, the wine was a part of the Lord's memorial. But here we find it missing. Why? You see, many people believe that, brother, if bread is mentioned automatically, everything is included, brother, no need to mention it separately. No. Jesus did not do it in such a way. You see, when Jesus first time he gave this implication, when he implemented this Lord's Supper, first he took the bread, prayed to the Lord, and broke it and gave. Next he took the cup, prayed to the Lord, and gave it to the disciples. This is the same, you see, order that has to be celebrated. Jesus himself mentioned about the bread and the wine. Apostle Paul also mentions about the bread and wine. Apostle Paul again repeats in Corinthians book that we can't partake of the Lord's table and the Lord's cup. He could have simply mentioned the Lord's table. Why did he mention the Lord's cup? Because both are important. If both are important, the wine is not mentioned here. You see, so many people, you see, think that it is included. No. You see, Lord, some things he made it very clear. If it is not mentioned, that is a clear indication that this is not speaking about the Lord's memorial at all. This is speaking about the breaking of the bread. What was this breaking of the bread? You see, now why did they particularly do on the first day of the week? Huh? Now you tell me, which is the first day of the week for the people of Israel? Who will tell me? Sure, brother, Munna sister, and Romy sister, Amar brother, which is the first day of the week for the people of Israel? Okay, which was the last day of the week for people of Israel? That was the Sabbath. Which was the day of Sabbath? Which was the day?
Saturday.
Very good, sir. Saturday was the Sabbath day. So they rested on the Sabbath day, Saturday. Okay, now which is the first day of the week then? If Saturday is the last day, which is the first day of the week?
Sunday.
Sunday. Very good. Now, what happened on Sunday? Did anything special happen on Sunday? In church history, if you see, did anything special happen on Sunday? Tell me. Think. It's very, very, very easy and very, very important. There's something that happened on a Sunday. Huh?
Our Lord got resurrected.
Oh, you see, when was the Lord resurrected? The Lord was resurrected on the first day of the week. You see, the Bible says now. Read, please, Matthew. Matthew 28:1. Matthew 28:1. Joel brother, can you read Matthew 28:1?
I think Brother Joel is outside, brother. Today he cannot
Oh,
speak. I
jail
will
outside.
read.
Okay. Then,
Matthew.
Buddha sister.
Okay, brother. Matthew 28:1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre.
Very good. You see? So when did it happen? His resurrection happened on the first day of the week. They came to the sepulchre, you see, to fill his body with incense and all those things. But by the time, already what had happened? So Jesus was already resurrected early in the morning. So Jesus was resurrected on the first day of the week. Now, how did the disciples identify Jesus? You see, we all know very well, we studied in the second coming class. Jesus, after his resurrection, appeared to the disciples how many times? Romister, how many times did Jesus appear to the disciples after his resurrection? Okay, Vishnu brother is there. Vishnu brother, welcome. Vishnu brother, How many times did Jesus appear to the disciples after his resurrection?
One.
Kindly allow me to.
Wait, Brother Ashish.
Please.
Okay, any idea, Vishnu Brother?
Can you repeat the question once more, please?
Okay. So Jesus was resurrected and he appeared
yes.
to the disciples. How many times did he appear to the disciples? Any guess? Any number?
Four times.
Okay, good. Thank you. So the Bible says that Jesus appeared 11 times. Okay.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, 11 times. And you know, all the 11 times happened on a particular day. It was not on any other day. It happened every resurrection happened on the same day. So not on the same, you see, date, same day. That means it was on the first day of the week. That is on Saturday. Sorry, on Sunday. So on the first day of the week, Sunday, Jesus appeared to the disciples in various forms. He did not come in the same type. He did not come in the same flesh, the same body. He appeared in different forms, different types. You see? So, here also, once what happened, when Jesus manifested his resurrection to everybody, he made known that he was resurrection to all the disciples. He manifested himself in a particular way. You see, that was actually by breaking the bread. Now, where is it given? It is given in Luke 24 chapter. Okay, see, Luke 24 chapter, all the disciples will actually be, not all the disciples, only two disciples will actually be walking to the Emmaus. You see, and Jesus immediately comes in between them. Read Luke 24. Gopal brother, if you can read Luke 24, verse 13.
Luke 24, verse 13. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them.
Which verse you're reading? I said Luke 24, 13, correct?
24, verse 13. 30, right, brother? 3 0 30.
1 3 1 3 1 3. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, brother. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs.
You see? So they walked towards Emmaus. And as they were walking and talking and going, suddenly who came in between? Who came and joined them? Jesus came and joined them. Where is it given? Read verse 15.
And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
You see, Jesus also joined along with them and went with them. Now, the disciples, they should have identified Jesus, no? If Jesus has come, if Jesus is with them, if Jesus is walking with them, then they should have identified Jesus, no? Did they identify Jesus? Could they recognize Jesus? Tell me, could they recognize Jesus?
No, brother.
No.
Ah,
no, brother.
They could not recognize Jesus. See, verse 16.
But their eyes were holden that they should not know him.
You see, they should not know him. You see, they could not identify Jesus at all. Then Jesus began to discuss with them. What is this you are discussing? Why? What happened? Why you are all dull? Then they began to tell, oh, sir, you don't know. You see, we trusted Jesus of Nazareth. We thought, you see, he is the one who is going to destroy the Romans ruling and he is going to redeem Israel and establish kingdom in Israel. You see, that's what we thought. Hence, We left everything and followed him, thinking that we can sit on the throne and rule, you see, upon 12 thrones of Israel. You see, read verse 21.
But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done.
This is the how much day? Third day. You see, not the first day, second day. This is the third day. See, here clear proof. Jesus died and rose the third day. So, this is what we believed, that he will redeem Israel. Then Jesus begins to teach them correctly. He begins to open the scriptures and teach from the scriptures about himself. You see, about how Jesus actually first has to die, you see, and suffer and die. Then only at the second coming, you see, redeem the whole world of mankind and establish his kingdom. Read verse 25 to 26. I hope everybody are following it. Verse 25 and 26.
Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
You see, what did here Jesus say? Jesus began to correct them, saying, you fools, slow of heart to believe, who are not able to understand properly. He begins to tell, first Christ has to suffer and enter into glory. Then only the kingdom will come. Then what do you do? Verse 27, brother.
And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
You see? Now, Jesus, what did he do? He began to explain from where? From Moses. You see? How many books did Moses write? Which is the books of Moses?
Five books.
Which are the five books?
Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Leviticus.
You see, the first five books of the Bible, the Old Testament, those are written by whom? Moses. So Jesus began to explain from where? From Genesis to all the prophets. Till Malachi, everything Jesus clearly quoted. 24 elder subject you are listening, no? Same way, all the important prophecies about Jesus suffering and Jesus has entered his glory. So Jesus has clearly explained to the disciples. Correct, no? From you, about himself. Now suddenly what happens? You see, the place comes where the disciples were supposed to go. You see? And Jesus pretended to go further. He did not want to disturb them. Did not want to go with them. You see? Until invited. So Jesus decides, okay, bye. Let me go further. You please carry on. See what happened. Next, verse 28.
And they drew nigh unto the village. Within they went, whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further.
He pretended as if he would have gone further. You see? So disciples were going to the village, but Jesus pretended as if he wants to go further. Why? Why did not Jesus go along with the disciples? It would have been very easy, no? You see, he wanted a positive invitation. You see, so once a positive invitation was given by the disciples, then only Jesus walked up with the disciples. Next, continue with that. Verse 29.
But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them.
You see, so when he was constrained, then only he went with them. You see, to spend with them. Next, what happened to him, sir? Verse 30. They all came to inn to sat at a meat.
And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them.
You see, what did Jesus do when they sat for the meat? Jesus took the bread and broke the bread and gave it to the disciples. Now, what did Jesus do here? Jesus took the bread and broke the bread. Now, what did Jesus do actually here? Did he do the communion? Did he do the Lord's memorial supper? Was it the Lord's memorial supper? Was it the communion? Tell me, was it the communion?
No, brother, it
No, brother.
was a general meal.
It was not the communion. I expect some replies from everybody. Munnaster, Romy brother, Amma brother. Okay? So, this was
Okay,
not the
brother.
communion. It was, he just broke the bread. Just because Jesus broke the bread, just because in the Bible it's mentioned that they broke the bread, it doesn't mean that all these things are the communion. No. Then why did they break the bread? It was their meat. That's what the Bible says. They sat down to eat food, meat, regular food. So the regular food of Israel itself was what? Bread. Remember, Jesus fed for how many people? 4,000 and 5,000. Did he also there blessed the bread and gave it to everybody? Did he do the Lord's memorial? Did he do the communion? No. That was the meal. You see? So here also, Jesus actually, you see, blessed the meal and gave it for all the disciples. Now, why Jesus only prayed? Why only Jesus prayed here? Why nobody else prayed? Tell Ramister, tell me, why did Jesus pray? Why did not the other two disciples pray?
Because it was time.
Because they were?
It was time for him to be crucified, and he's aware of what is going to happen. But then the disciples were not aware.
But here,
They
I'm telling about
mixed
this
with the
Luke
world.
24. Jesus is already dead. He's resurrected. Okay, the resurrected
Okay.
Jesus is praying for the bread. Why only Jesus should pray? The other two disciples, along with them, they could have prayed. No, any one of them could have prayed. But why Jesus only prayed?
Because he wanted to remind them.
Okay, remind about what?
About the memorial before he was crucified, how he did with the disciple.
Oh, that thing remembrance you wanted to give. Okay, but was Jesus doing the memorial here?
No.
Then what is the use of praying and showing them? If he is not doing the memorial, do you think it will be useful for the disciples to show them about that concept here? Definitely not. Then why did Jesus pray? Gopal brother. Gilberto is outside. Munaster, you have an idea? Why only Jesus prayed?
Because the Jesus came in the form of food, right?
Okay, your voice is
Maybe
not
some
clear.
food.
Very low. Okay, Munaster, your voice is very low. Tell me. Okay. Gopal brother.
My sister is saying because in this particular time, Jesus came as a form of old man.
Very good. So form of a old man. So only old person should pray. Yes. It was custom in Israel that if all the families sit for dinner, It was actually the responsibility of an elder person to pray for the meal, break the bread, and distribute to everybody. That's what dear Jesus did, because he was the eldest person of all the three. Now see immediately what happened. When Jesus broke the bread, immediately what happened to himself? Verse 31. Read verse 31, Luke 24, 31.
And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of the sight.
You see, their eyes were opened. Whose eyes were opened? The two disciples' eyes were opened. When Jesus broke the bread, then only seeing that one, their eyes were opened, not before that one. Dear brethren, this clearly proves that Jesus was resurrected and he appeared in different forms. So one such form here was a very elderly person. And he made known to the disciples that he was resurrected by breaking of the bread. You see, hence, to remember this, the resurrection of Jesus, how Jesus broke the bread and how he was revealed to the disciples. You see, every week they began to gather. You know when this one happened? This happened on the first day of the week. Read Luke 24:1, brother. Luke 24:1. Luke 24:1.
Luke 24, verse 1. Now upon the first day of the week,
see?
Very early.
The first day of the week. It was on the first day of the week that Jesus was resurrected. You see? And to remember that one, you see, the disciples began to break the bread. Why? Because Jesus was revealed that he was resurrected through the breaking of the bread. No wine is mentioned here. Here, no wine is mentioned. Remember, only a bread. So, the same thing is mentioned in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verse 7. They all gathered on the first day of the week. You see, why? Not to do the communion, but remember this one, how Jesus was resurrected on the first day of the week. Remember, I told you, Jesus appeared 11 times to the disciples. You see, you study all the 11 times. All the 11 times happened on a Sunday. And not only that one, you know, all the 11 times, all the disciples were together. You see, only one or two incidents that they were separate, but all the other incidents, they were locked and they were all together. So that was a sign that as the disciples were together, his presence would be there. And this happened on the first day of the week. Hence, what happened was, as the church began to grow, to remember Jesus' resurrection, they began to gather in a close room all together every first day of the week, every Sunday. That is how, Sunday. You see, Christians go to church. That is how Sunday began to become a leaf all over the world. Originally, it was on Saturday, but that shifted to Sunday because Christians began to go to church on Sunday. Therefore, dear brethren, here, this incident about Luke 24:30 is a clear proof that Jesus breaking the bread, it is signifying an ordinary meal. This has got nothing to do with the communion, the Lord's memorial supper. Hence, you see, what did Apostle Paul say? The thing which I am teaching you, I received of my Lord. You see, when did he do this one? The night in which he was betrayed. Not on the night, you see, when he was shown to the disciples by breaking the bread. No. What did Apostle Paul say? Corinthians, we read now just now. You see, Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 11, 26 and 23. In the night in which he was betrayed. That night, Jesus did this one. So, it is very, very appropriate for the Christians to correctly and exactly celebrate this one on yearly once on the night in which Jesus was betrayed. That is on April 13th. You see, month of Abib, 13th day, Nisan 13th. Okay, next paragraph. Next paragraph. Who can read? Who can read? Romy sister and our brother have read. How about Muna sister? Your mic is okay. You got network. Can you read?
Yes, brother.
I think there's a lot of disturbance from your mic, sister. His voice is not clear. Can you remove the mic or a headphone and read directly and try and see?
Is it okay, brother?
Super, sister. Little bit louder.
So far from being an appropriate time for the commemoration of our Lord's death, the first day of the week or Lord's Day would be most appropriate, inappropriate. Instead of being set apart or used by the early church to commemorate Jesus' death and the sorrowful sense of the Lord's Supper, is the money and calvary it was to the day a glad day, a day of rejoicing and hosanna, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed." Hence, its name and general observance by the church as a day of worship and praise.
Thank you, sister. Now you tell me, the death of our Lord, the day in which Jesus died, is it a joyful day or is it a sorrow day? Tell me.
Sorrow day.
Sorrow day. Yes. Do we rejoice in that day? Oh, saying, oh, very good, Jesus died. Nobody. Because, you see, the day of death is a sorrowful day. What did Solomon say in Ecclesiastes? He said, you see, the day of death is better than the day of, you see, birth. You see, visit the house of a dead and visit the house of a birth. You see, therefore, dear brethren, the day of death is not a rejoiceful day. It's not a day of laughter and happiness. You see, but it's a day of sorrow. You see, dear brethren, now, do we or can we, you see, remember Jesus in a very sorrowful way, you see, every day? Definitely not, dear brethren. Can it be done every week? Definitely not. Or monthly? Definitely not. You see, hence, you see, the church rejoiced every day, actually, in the opportunity given to them to sacrifice for their Lord. But, you see, the church, when they gathered together to break this bread and drink of his wine, it was a very sorrowful and a day to remember his death. You see, hence, you see, that day was totally different from all the other days. Hence, dear brethren, you see, the resurrection day, the day Jesus resurrected, that was a very joyful day. Remember Mother Mary, you see, not Mother Mary, remember Mary Magdalena, you see, and Mary, other Mary, who came to the sepulchre. She was full in tears. She asked the gardener, "Please tell me, where is my master? I'll take his body." You see? But once when she came to know that the gardener itself is our master, she rejoiced in that one. It was a very joyful moment to see the dead back to life. You see, that was not a sad moment at all. Therefore, these two, you see, celebration of resurrection of Jesus by breaking the bread and the remembering his death by breaking the bread and drinking the wine is altogether two different things. Okay. Next paragraph. Who is going to read? Gopal brother?
Okay, brother. The seeming custom of breaking bread every Lord's Day perhaps had its rise in the fact that disciples were few and came sometimes long distances to meet together on the Lord's Day and socially ate a meal together. Perhaps, too, a blessed association of thought and interest lingered around the breaking of bread on the first day. When they remembered how repeatedly Jesus manifested himself to them on that day after his resurrection, and how it was while they were eating that he made himself known. Luke 24, verse 35.
Very good. You see, then okay, if the disciples were gathering, why did they break the bread? You see, here a beautiful explanation is given, the reason for why they're breaking the bread. We all know those days, you see, Jerusalem, you see, was a city, but it had, you see, it was a very vast, you see, place. And there were churches, that means the physical gathering of the brethren, they used to have in various places. They used to not have big cathedrals like our church buildings as we are today, but they were gathering in the houses of the brothers and sisters. So when they were meeting together, so what used to happen? Probably the time went on, you see, and it was almost night, you see, and to just depart, you see, like that, or send the brethren empty and just like that wouldn't be a proper thing. Hence, they all sat together, began to break the bread and have meal. This is not a reference to the Lord's memory at all. In fact, you see, read Acts chapter 20, verse 7. What happened there was that, this is the thing that happened there. Read verse 7, 8 and 9. Acts chapter 20, verse 7, 8 and 9.
Acts chapter 20, verse
7, 8 and 9.
Okay. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight.
See?
And there were many lives.
Paul do here? He continued his speech till midnight. So before that one, what did he do? If he continued the speech till midnight, did he not have any dinner or did not have any meal? They had it. That's what this says. They break the bread. Then Paul preached unto them. You see, because he was ready to depart. So after having their meal, they all sat together, you see, hearing the word of God. And it went on all night. Therefore, dear brethren, what scriptures given here is nothing to do with the Lord's memorial supper. And verse 8, it says, and there were many light in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And you know what happened? Eutychus, one who sat on the window, he actually fell down. Everybody thought that he's dead. But the apostle came and gave him life. So you remember, so they had the complete discussion on the entire night. But before that one, what did they do? They first had their meal. So here, this is not at all the Lord's memorial supper, but it is the meal. Okay, good. Next paragraph, who will read? Joel brother is not there, he's outside. Amar brother has read, no? Romy system has also read. Okay, Ashish brother, will you read?
Okay. Even the faint traces of this once established custom in the church of celebrating the anniversary of the Lord's death and resurrection, which the Roman and Episcopal churches still observe after an accommodated fashion on Good Friday, has been almost lost sight of by the other sects.
You see, so here you see, brother gives a proof that even today, this celebration of the Jesus resurrection is commemorated, is done where? You see, in the Episcopal Church and many Orthodox churches in Rome. You see, the two things are done. Why two things are done? Because two things are different. Two things are not one and the same. This is altogether different. And that is altogether different. So, the Lord's memorial was different. And the resurrection of Jesus, you see, that was also a different matter. So, both were not one and the same. So, even today, if that is happening, means, you see, that is a clear proof that, you see, both were organized and celebrated differently. It was not intermingled, you see. So, these all, you see, written and done in the Roman churches. But many of the churches, they have forgotten to do it. Now, this is also a clear proof that both are not one and the same. So, Acts chapter 20, verse 7 speaks about what? It speaks about our, you see, meal, not the Lord's memorial supper. Okay. One more paragraph we'll read. One more paragraph. Okay, Brother Gopal, can you read?
Okay, brother. It has been the custom of many of the Watchtower readers to do this in remembrance of our Lord's death on its anniversary, believing that it properly takes the place of the type, the Passover. We reckon it according to Jewish or lunar time, and hence frequently on a different date from Good Friday, which is reckoned on solar time. The Passover this year comes on Lord's Day, April 22nd at 6 p.m. Hence, the time answering to the hour of Jesus' death would be 3 o'clock p.m. of that day, and the time for the eating of the Lord's Supper would be about 7 to 8 o'clock on the Saturday evening preceding April 21st. It should be remembered that the lamb was slain the day before the feast of Passover commenced. It will be celebrated as usual. We should, as henceforth, seek to follow the examples of the first communion service, using unleavened bread and wine. We talk together of their significance and value.
Very good, brother. So, thank you. So, here is beautifully given, saying that, you see, it is the custom of the Bible students to gather and do this one in a proper way. Now, when we say the first month of the year, 14th, does it mean the same April 14th every month? Sorry, every year? No. It doesn't come April 14th of our calendar every year. It changes. Why? Why does it change? Because the Jewish people, the calendar which they followed was on a lunar basis. That is on the movement of the moon. That is a lunar calendar. But today, what we are observing, you see, in our days, in our calendar, is a solar calendar. So, on the calculation of the lunar calendar, when actually that Nisan 14 comes, that is the day that the Passover falls. So, this year, like 2025, it falls on April 11th. So, April 12th. The Passover falls on April 12th. But when did Jesus, you see, celebrate this memorial or the new type of the Passover? It was not on, you see, April 14th. It was just one night before. That is 13th Nisan in the evening. So that is the reason we celebrate, you see, the Lord's memorial one day before the actual Jewish Passover. That is on April 11th after sundown, around 5:30 or 6 o'clock. After that one, hence we all gather together, you see, to celebrate the Lord's memorial. Because why? What did Apostle Paul say? In the same night in which he was betrayed, our Lord took this cup. So we need to do it on the same night. So that exactly comes, you see, on April 11th at 5:30. So therefore, dear brethren, we remember very well, because when Jesus died on the cross, we all know the people of Israel had not even, you see, slaughtered the lamb. They were yet to, you see, prepare the lamb. So it is after the crucifixion of Jesus, they all went to the home and prepared the one. But before that one, you see, Jesus did this one. So one day before the memorial, one day before the Passover, we need to, you see, celebrate this Lord's Supper in a proper way. Okay, we'll stop it here. We'll continue next week. Okay, anybody has got any doubts, any questions?
Raju brother,
tell me.
Look, Luke 24:31, and their eyes were opened. You mean to say that their eyes were literally opened, right?
No. Their eyes were open, but they could understand Jesus. Not that they were blinded, brother.
No. I mean, their eyes were opened while Jesus was praying. So Jesus only prayed. You mean to say like that? Or?
No. See what happened. Jesus would have took the bread and he would have prayed in a regular way. Like, for example, everybody has got a particular style of praying. And after prayer, what did Jesus do? Jesus broke the bread and gave it. So as Jesus broke the bread and gave it, that was the style of Jesus. So they began to recognize from the prayer itself. Then when he actually broke the bread, it was a clear confirmation that, that was Jesus. So immediately Jesus vanished.
So you raised a question like in this Luke 24:30, Jesus only prayed. Why? Right?
Jesus only
why
prayed?
Jesus only prayed.
Yeah, Jesus only prayed. That's what is given, no? Then who prayed?
So on that question, you put the proposition that in Luke 31, their eyes were opened. Is that so? Because I understand like that.
Jesus prayed and break the bread, and as the bread was given, their eyes were opened. What is the doubt in this?
Yeah, their eyes were opened because in verse 16, their eyes were closed.
Eyes were closed means what as per you?
It's not literal, but their understanding is closed.
They could not recognize Jesus, brother. Jesus did not come as Jesus. Jesus had a normal look as a human being. Correct, no? So Jesus did not come in the same form. So Jesus came in a different form of an elderly person.
Okay, brother. I got it. Anyway,
so,
I just want.
So that is how they recognize Jesus based on his actions. Remember the second coming class where Magdalena recognized Jesus the way which Jesus called her Mary. He came as a gardener, correct? Correct or not?
No, I understand that, but you raised the question like here, why Jesus only prayed? Right, look 24:30. Why Jesus only prayed?
Correct, Jesus only prayed.
Because it's written in verse 30 itself that he took the bread and blessed it. That's
correct.
The reason only, right?
Blessed means what, brother?
Okay. Yeah.
Blessed means what? That's prayer only.
Understood.
Okay, like for example, see Jesus prayed for 4,000 people before he giving the bread. So Jesus, of course, prayed and gave it. He did not bless the bread and what do you say? The blessings which we bless. Okay, so blessings is what? That was a prayer. Okay.
Understood, brother. Thank you, brother.
Okay, any other doubts, any brother, sisters, any questions? Okay, so in the end, we'll finish with a word of prayer. So,